And I remember in one night of like desperation, like literally in a bad motel, and the cops broke in the next door and hauled someone away. I'm like, dude, this isn't the life I want to live for myself. This isn't the life I want for my children. This isn't the life I want for my legacy. I need to do something different. So I reached out to Dr. Troy. It was about 2 a.m. He answered. And I told him, you know, this, I might look amazing on social media. I might look amazing on a Christmas card, but I'm dying on the inside. Like my life is falling apart and no one knows. And he said a couple very important things. He just said, hey, you're designed by God for greatest center purpose. You have amazing things inside of you. We just need to get you back on track. So get back into ULA. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jeff.
I'm Sheldon.
And this is Idea Jim, and we have two super special guests on today. Our best interview yet, I would definitely say. Troy Omdahl, Dr. Troy Omdahl and Dr. David Braun. Or do you go by Dave, right?
Dave's great.
Yeah. Dr. Dave Braun. And these are the ULA guys, as I know them. From when I meet you guys, it was 2013, I think, when you first kicked off your book.
Yeah.
So we're just really excited to have them on. Give us the background first, Dave, on what is ULA? Like, tell us about ULA.
Yeah, ULA started way back. I mean, for us, it started way back in 1997. So way before 2013 when we met you. At that point, it was just something that a group of guys, Troy and I and a couple of other guys would work on. And it's about finding balance in an unbalanced world, because all of us have different challenges. Some of us have 5 kids and a great job and we love our job, or we're struggling with our body, or we're struggling with debt. And some of us have our finances figured out, but our marriage isn't working. So what we have found and what we went through as young guys is that what we want to do to find true success is have balance in all 7 areas. We want to balance and grow all 7 areas. We want to be good in our fitness, our finance, our family, our field, our faith, our friends, and our fun. And those are the 7 categories that we work on. And Dr. Troy taught me this way back in 1997, that if you want to be successful, you have to have balance in all 7 areas. So I learned that as a young guy, and I started having success in all 7 areas, great clinic, married, kids, working and running marathons, like working on my fitness, working on my faith. And then Troy moved overseas and I lost touch with this thing called ULA. And I just thought him, I was about 28, 29. I'm like, man, I just have it dialed. You know, I got everything, I'm living the American dream. And I really lost track of continually working on what we call our ULA life, that life of balance and growth. And I found myself in 2007, 8, 9, when the economy was crashing, everything was going crazy. I found myself losing everything, going through a bankruptcy and going through a divorce and living on the bad side of town, driving mom's beat up old Taurus. And I remember in one night of like desperation, like literally in a bad motel and the cops broke in the next door and hauled someone away. I'm like, dude, this isn't the life I want to live for myself. This isn't the life I want for my children. This isn't the life I want for my legacy. I need to do something different. So I reached out to Dr. Troy. It was about 2 a.m. He answered and I told him, you know, this, I might look amazing on social media. I might look amazing on a Christmas card, but I'm dying on the inside. Like my life is falling apart and no one knows. And he said a couple very important things. He just said, hey, you're designed by God for greatest center purpose. You have amazing things inside of you. We just need to get you back on track. So get back into ULA. And long story short, when I put this ULA framework, these principles about where you are in these 7 areas, where you want to go and how you're going to get there, the same stuff I worked on in 1997, 1998 that made me successful, I started implementing that back in my life, and I found that I was starting to turn my life back around, and I made a promise that, hey, if this works and I get my life out of this hole, we're going to share this with the world. And 2012, so a year before we met you, Jeff, 2012, Dr. Troy said, hey, your life is better. You're not in that crappy old car. Your kids are doing great. You have a job you love. You said you're going to share this with the world. How do you want to do that? And we sat down in Dr. Troy's cabin in 2012. And we just start outlining this process of finding balance in these 7 areas of life, the 3 simple steps to your life, where you're today, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there, and the things that get in the way called blockers, like fear, guilt, self-sabotage, anger, all the stuff that wrecks marriages and puts you in debt, all that stuff, and then all the stuff that can get you to a new life faster, what are called ULA accelerators, like gratitude, love, passion, wisdom. We wrote it on a notebook, and we started writing it and turned it into a book, which turned into an international best-selling series and a brand, and we've sold over 1 million books at this point, and it's put us on stages all around the world. So that's the story of how we got to this thing called ULA, and this is what we're talking about today, is how to help people find balance in this unbalanced world.
That's an amazing story. If I can ask a question, Troy, Jeff knows you guys really well and knows your backstory. Me as a newcomer, Ula, can you go into a little more depth on maybe Dr. Troy about what is Ula and why, what does living your Ula life mean?
It's actually, it's a word we made up that means so much to us because it comes from the word ulala. Back in the day, I was doing Ula really to protect me from me because everyone has natural drives and interests. I'm driven by business and by money. I mean, that's just how I'm wired. I don't even know why. Maybe it was how I was brought up. But I love my family as much as anybody listening to this podcast. And I do it for my kids and as a provider. And so we would step outside of life to make sure that we're paying attention to all the key areas, not just what you're naturally driven toward, to make sure that I was taking care of my kids and I was there for them, to making sure that I was there for my wife when she needed me, to making sure I was taking care of my own health and not working too much, so I was ignoring my health and creating a problem that was going to cause big issues in my health in the future. And it was really this, we talked about this earlier, Dave and I were just chatting about this, that a lot of the success principles that are out there are rah-rah success principles, meaning you read a book, you listen to a YouTube thing or a TEDx talk, and you're just jacked up, but you have no idea what to do with that energy. And everyone listening to that has a different story. Meaning some people are struggling because they have just tons of little kids at home. Other people they got laid off during COVID. They don't know where to go. And now they're having a financial stress. Other people are retiring and their work's been their identity. And the beautiful thing about ULA for everyone is this, the secret sauce in ULA is a framework that I revisit ULA all the time because the guy I was last year was facing different challenges than the guy that's sitting here today. It's different than the guy next year. You know, I'm past the young kid phase and now I'm at a different phase. I'm past the financial stress phase. I'm at a different phase. But the cool thing is that it causes you to step outside of life and say, all right, am I feeling stressed and overwhelmed? And rather than just feeling stressed and overwhelmed and watching something to get you jacked up, it's like, okay, what is the solution? What are some things I can actually wake up tomorrow morning and do to move me forward, to remove the stress, to remove the overwhelm, and find more balance in my life and something that's meaningful moving forward. And the process of ULA, the framework of ULA pulls that out of people, whether it's they read the book and follow the framework, they come to ULAPalooza, which is our live event every year, they hear us speak, they dump their own life. We have a network of certified ULA life coaches now in all 50 states, in 11 countries, and in 4 continents. And it's not Dave and I anymore. Back in the day, it was just two guys on a bus telling this story. And they don't have to be the expert. They don't have to be perfect, but they do need to be certified in guiding someone through this process. And then they say, okay, let's just put your life in this ULA process and go, you know what? I guess I identified through this process that my stress is money. And I thought it was a marriage problem. It's really a money problem because if we get the money right, we're not going to fight about money. And I thought it was a health problem because I had hypertension. It's like, I'm just tense because of money. Like they go, okay, so now we've identified it. It's money. And let's go into the blockers. Well, why? What's held you back? Are you lazy, straight up lazy? Like, do you want to take a second or a third job? Or is it a self-worth issue that you don't feel worthy of making more money? You don't know what you value and what your worth is in the marketplace? Is it a skill set that you need to develop to be worth more in the marketplace? And then the third thing is an actionable step. Like, what are actual things I can do? So what ULA is really like your ULA is your ULA, Sheldon. And yours is yours, Jeff. Meaning that the thing you're working on is different than the thing I'm working on. The dream you have for finance is different than the dream I have for finance. The dream you have for career is likely different than the dream I have for career. And that's the beautiful thing. The world tends to put us all in this funnel and wants to put us in this road of 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, and a trip to Disney World, and life is good. And some people like to camp, and some people like to backpack, and some people hate Disney World, and some people love Disney World. And the world wants to homogenize us into sheeple and say we're all the same, and that's just marketing. That's just marketing that tells us that, you know, you will be happy if you buy this and if you do this. And what we found in collecting dreams from people all over the world is that our dreams are different. And you need to, if you really want to be happy, if you really want to be filled, and not like a quick hit of happy, like from shopping or from gambling or from alcohol or from whatever it is that gives us these quick hits of endorphins. It's like, if you really want to feel what everyone's looking for, which is fulfillment and a depth of happiness you can't experience anywhere else, you have to get to know you, and you have to get to know what's blocking you. And you have to have a framework that pushes that, pushes you through what's blocking you to get to, get you to your OOLA life. And that's what OOLA is. It's been help. I set a goal. My dad worked 2 and 3 jobs to provide for 4 kids when I was young, a very middle-class life. And I said, I was so grateful and I felt loved, and but I never saw my dad because he was providing. And I set a goal when I was in 11th grade that I'm going to retire debt-free at 40 because I want to spend time with my kids. It took me until 42, but I never lost sight of that dream of being there for my kids. And that's what's happening to the world, is we're losing sight of our dreams. We're losing sight of those things that really matter, because something shiny happens to the left of us and we go chase it. And something shiny happens to the right of us and we go chase it. And we're losing sight of our purpose on this planet. And OOLA directs you toward that.
So sorry, just if I can clarify from my own understanding. So OOLA is the life we want. And your process, like you said, it's a framework first to discover what it is you really want. And then discover, I guess, like you said, examples you thought was stressors with your wife or spouse. It's really stressors with money that's affecting all these other areas. So figuring out what it really is, the blockers, and then the framework to take actionable steps to overcome those blockers. Or is that kind of...
Yeah, you sound like a certified coach already. Like that's exactly, you got it completely. That's why it's so easy, and that's why it's so
our
sticky.
Our certified coaches are a little better. I wouldn't say
not bad. Hey, he just heard about it and he recited it pretty well. That your dreams are different than my dreams. You got to make sure you understand what you want, not just in life in general, but in 7 very key areas, because these are the key areas of life: fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. We call these the 7 F's of OOLA. You have to be clear on what you want. You have to understand, okay, why haven't, like, I've had these goals here before. Why has that happened? Because you're hitting a blocker. You have to be able to overcome the blocker with an actionable plan that gets you the life you want, this thing you call your OOLA life. And many, you've got it. I mean, that is a framework, and that's why it works, because it's not just 2 guys up there rah-rahing or a book that says, yeah, you can do it. It's actually, you dump your life in this framework, and the framework reveals the work you need to do to change your life. And it's a framework we've been dumping our own lives in since the 90s. We step outside of the chaos of life and you go, okay, where am I now? It's a book that we recommend people reread every year, because the person you are now with young kids, yeah, Jeff's holding it up on this video chat, that it's a book that we read every, I go through the same process called OOLAPalooza, the live event, every single year. My wife shows up, my kids show up, Dave's the same way. My family shows up, because I'm like, life changes. Young in my career, money was a stressor. Again, not so much anymore. There have been times where health has been an issue, you know, because I was so, we think of it, Sheldon, like that circus performer who spins 7 plates. Okay. And they try, you've seen it, right? Where they're trying to spin all these plates. And if they're so focused on one plate, these other plates start to wobble. And that's really a visualization for what OOLA is the key is understanding that, number one, it's not one plate, it's 7 plates. Whether you believe it or not, there are 7 key areas. I mean, it's just the way it is. Money is important. Family is important. Faith is important. Having fun is important. If you want a full life, you need 7 areas. But sometimes we get so driven on 1 or 2 things, these other plates start to wobble and crash and hit the floor. And now your life is operating in crisis mode, not opportunity mode. And what we want you to do is say, okay, yeah, you may have some dishes to clean up, some cracked plates on the floor you got to put in a dustpan and clean up. But let's quit reacting to crisis and let's start looking at opportunity and things that'll move our life forward in a growth mode.
I like it.
It's great.
Sign me up. When's the next Palooza?
Right. I was going to ask you that.
It sells out a year in advance. OOLAPalooza sells out, but it's in San Diego this year in December. The funny thing is, we do this just how we used to do it. A group of guys, like, we show up once a year for 2 days and go through this framework together. But we're expanding it the year after. We're talking about it. It hasn't been confirmed, but we have to go bigger venue because it sells out. But we like the smaller venue because we can work with people. But we're going to go to Nashville. We got a big place that'll open it up. And for years, people have been asking for a larger venue. But a coach can walk you through this process, a certified coach. It's really not Dave or I. It's the hero of it is the secret sauce is the framework.
Got it. I love that metaphor of the 7 spinning plates. Jeff and I, we often talked about balance. Because like you said, wherever that pain is in our life, that's the one we kind of, you know, that molehill becomes a mountain. And so I just wonder if you guys, maybe Dave, you could talk a little bit more about, you know, what balance really means, right? Because how do you keep all those seven plates spinning?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not like sitting in a corner in a yoga pose and everything's balanced perfect in your life at all times, because life is fluid and active and constantly moving. So it really does come down. And we've seen this with thousands of people that we've worked through this, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands have worked through this framework, is that it's a life is fluid and it's constantly changing, especially coming into this COVID time that threw everybody's life into a weird season, right? Like weird things have happened. But what it is it's being conscious of understanding where you are, which is going to the three steps, which I'm going to break down a little bit. It says, where am I in these seven areas? Where is my fitness 1 to 10? Where is my finance 1 to 10? My debt, my giving, my saving, where is this? And the framework pulls you through that. And then where do I want to go? And then how am I going to get there? The action steps you take every day. But there's no such thing as just perfect balance. But what happens is if you're spinning a plate, and right now, like the COVID thing happened, and you're spinning one plate and you hadn't had money saved, an emergency fund or anything, you're going to start having crisis show up, and then you're going to have to fix that. But the real thing is, the beauty is the life of less overwhelmed, the life of less stress, more balance, is when you get to a point where you have all seven of those areas moving along, so that if a crisis or an opportunity comes along and creates chaos in your life, it's still manageable. And that's really what we teach, is that balance is always kind of changing, and it's something that's not a static thing that you have, but you're always working towards it.
Got it.
Awesome. Speaking of that, I know that you guys have coming from, you know, you've been doing this for a while now. Starting with you, Dave, Dr. Dave, tell us from where you came and where you are. What are some of the things the biggest benefits you found from starting and going with Ula? Maybe that's a really vague question, but tell us some of the best things that have come out of your Ula experience and what you guys have done with this program.
So there's two sides to that question. One is we actually just wrote our first white paper ever yesterday, which ended up being, not yesterday, we released it yesterday, it came out to be 23 pages of how two guys in their sweatpants with no experience built a $10 million coaching business and a framework. And there's that side of it. Well, we can talk business if your listeners or love the business side of it. We got that. When we look at just like the stuff we've seen, I don't know if your listeners know or if it's been mentioned, but about 2 years in, 3 years running Ula and Ulapalooza, Dr. Troy said to me, he said, you know, the people that need Ula the most, a lot of times can afford it the least, coming to an event that costs thousands of dollars and flying to Vegas. And he said, let's go out and be with people. And he said, let's buy a 1970s V-dub surf bus and let's drive that thing across the country to all the small towns, city to city, state to state. And let's have people write their dreams on stickers just like this. If you're on video chat, write their dreams on stickers and put it on the bus. And this is a guy who was fully retired. When I was at the bottom and I reached out to him, he was fully retired, house in Thailand, house in Panama, married 20 some years, running Ironman, doing his thing. And he's come out of retirement to jump on a bus and go 50 miles an hour with no air, no heat. So far we've been to 48 states, and it's 26 layers in dreams. So there's 26 layers of people's handwritten dreams of people we met across the country. And what we're saying to them is, you're designed for something great. And the unbalanced world has pushed that away. And we want to bring that back out. And a lot of times it starts just by saying, this is one thing I need to do. I need to pay off my debt, or I need to spend more time with my kids, or I need to get my marriage put back together. So when you look at the best things for me that have come out of Ula, and if we're talking purely like what I've seen, it's been on that bus tour for sure. The amount of stories that we have from all 48 states that the bus is driven through, incredible stories of people who, one of my favorite stories is when we were driving through California, there's a guy who we saw at a gas station, or maybe a parts store, because the bus breaks down a lot. And he had a Yankee hat on. And he was this big burly guy. And he said, what is this all about? And we're like, hey man, we're just collecting dreams across America. And he grabbed a fun sticker and said something about having fun in his life. And we're like, hey, high five, man, crush it. And we started driving down the road. And all of a sudden, this guy was pulling us over, like, pull over, pull over. And he gets out and he grabbed a family sticker. And he says, I want to be a better dad for my daughter. Like, he thought about this and he had tears in his eyes. I want to be a better dad for my daughter. And that's really what it's about. It's about really looking inside, like Troy said, and getting to know yourself better and saying, what do I really want for my life? Not what my mom taught me or my dad taught me or my teachers or preachers or whatever. Society is like, what do I really want? What means a lot to my life? What brings the tears to my eyes? That's by far the coolest thing in Ula, is getting that bus out across the country, collecting dreams.
And then coming back through those cities and meeting the people that said, hey, right here, I have a dream and I lost the pounds. Right here, I have a dream and I put my marriage back together. I got out of that abusive marriage. So that's one of the coolest things that I've been through with Ula.
And Dr. Troy, I know you obviously had a lot of business success beforehand and we're in a really, at least a good spot financially, right? So tell me what you've taken from Ula over these past many years.
Ula's been really personal for me. Like it's fun seeing how this, you drop this framework in people's lives and it just changed it. And it's different things to different people, meaning it's the same framework, but someone will come out 6 months later and go, I did Ula and I paid off all this debt. I did Ula and healed my marriage. I did Ula and stopped being mad at God. I did Ula. I mean, everyone reads the book or goes to the framework or goes to an event and comes out, they come out with something different, like with the thing they're working on. But the interesting thing about this is they've mentioned that, you know, I had set that goal when I was young to retire young, debt free, and, you know, and I hit it at age 42 and I was just chilling, like hanging out. And when Ula started taking off, it just organically took off in the marketplace with the first book and then getting asked to speak, and Dave would speak by himself initially. And he was trying to pull me out into kind of what's going on with Ula. And he like gave me a taste of our own medicine. He said, hey, let's just look at these 7 S for a second. You know, fitness, you're fine. Finance, bam. We got to career and he's like, dude, you're doing nothing to add value to the world anymore. You're just sucking off the planet like your previous efforts. And honestly, like that was a little bit, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it was true. And something was missing in me. There's purpose in serving other people. There's purpose in doing something of value. I mean, that's why we resonate with you guys, because you guys wanted some positivity in the world and you want success principles. You want people to be all they can be and the best version of themselves. And it's like, once I got a taste of that, not only did I feel like we were helping other people and all kinds of opportunities opened up, but I felt more complete as a human. I felt like now I was, and ironically, I'm just being honest with you, Jeff, when we met you initially, Ula went from two guys in their sweatpants and like zero social media followers to a million plus social media followers to a 3-book publishing deal to getting paid 50 grand to speak to TV. I mean, to every crazy thing, like from nothing to crazy. But then guess what? My career plate also was spinning a lot. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, all right, now I got to come back to my family and to come back to my health. I mean, even last year, my Ulapalooza one, I'm down 21 pounds since January and I'm lean. Yeah. But that was me. Last year, it wasn't the way. Last year, I was like, okay, I'm fine. I need to build a career. I need to grow Ula. This year's like, you know, Ula's doing great. Let's just come back and look at my own life and go, okay, because for me, that career part is Ula. Let's look at how am I with my kids? How am I with my own health? How am I with my faith walk? How am I with, am I having fun in life? And that's what, to me, Ula still to this day, the biggest benefit is to me. I mean, and if you're listening, the biggest benefit will be to you. It won't be the brand's cool, the bus's cool. It'll be like, because it's something you can use. It's something you can actually follow and take actionable steps to make change in your life. And that's why it's so valuable.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Sorry, Jeff. Before, just doing a little research, I was putting on your website, Ula Life, and took the test, right, to see what my balance was in the 7 areas. And it was kind of predictable in some ways, but then not totally. I get my highest was fitness and faith. My lowest was fun. And, you know, it's funny. You know this internally, but you need that framework, I think, to spell it out, right, where you're kind of missing things. And then finance, I do fine, take care of my family, but it's still one of those things, like you said, that's where I'm at in my life. So
this is the cool thing about this, Sheldon, is like what you just discovered in a couple minutes of going to the website and taking that free life balance test is that, all right. And can I assure you that if you set a few goals in for fun and for finance, and we did this again next year and you made progress on those goals, and you will, if you follow the framework, your life will be radically changed. And then you're going to put off a light that other people want the same thing, and you're going to inspire people. And that's how we want to change the world with this word Ula. I learned from Dave. I used to be one of those guys, you know, so he always gives me a lot of credit. I give him just equally credit, because I was one of those guys that would look at the category of fun. And even when we wrote the first book, we like fun. I would roll my eyes at it. Like, I have more important things to do than have fun. I want to change the world and I want to grow a business. And if you hang out with Dave, if you get to know Dave, if you follow us on social media, he's just all about fun. And it, And I have learned from him to add fun to my life, and my life is more complete. I have way more joy. I take things way less seriously. I find free ways to have fun every day, and my life is better because of the category of fun. So it may be, it's a challenge to you, like Sheldon, like, okay, mate, let me just incorporate some fun into my life. And that's what the framework will guide you through. Not just like, I need to have more fun. No, like, what could I do once a week that's actually dropping fun? You know, you have 5 kids. And before that, you didn't, you know, when you were in junior high or elementary school, no one had to tell you how to have fun. You just went out and grabbed a stick and a ball and you just went and had fun. But now with 5 kids, you're like, I'll defer fun until I'm 65. I mean, it's wrong. It's messed up. And you got to find out, you got to tap into that inner like kid in you and say, okay, what are the things that give me joy? And it's not selfish, because if you go have some fun, you come back with your kids, you're a better dad. You come back with your wife, you're a better husband. So it's just something you need to feed.
I like that. I like that.
So I was going to ask you, Dr. Dave, tell me about the how did the coaching thing start? I only saw this as recently. I don't know how long it's been going on with Ula, but I love the concept. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing in Ula for sure. It's the biggest thing we've done. And what it was is we've been asked, people have been asking us that they want to get certified in Coach Ula since probably week 3 in Ula 7 years ago. Ula is exactly 7 years old right now from the first book, when the first book came out. And we, the first sticker on the bus on Coronado Island in San Diego, California, when we were ready to start our tour, said, change the world, the word, hashtag Ula. We put it right under the driver's door handle. And we knew at that time that we're going to be one bus, 2 guys, 50 states, 1 million dreams. Like, we're going to go change the world. But when we got to a certain point, we would have to bring other people in. So we started talking about this about 3 years ago, that if we really want to change the world, Troy and I have been busting our butts for 7 years, and we have 1 million followers that have probably gone through the framework or Ula's touched them and changed their lives at some level. But there's 7 billion people on the planet. So if we want to change the world, we need to bring in people that can get certified in this process, in this framework, and guide people through and get the same results that we would get at Ulapalooza, or we would get working with someone one-on-one. So last year in June, we released that we're doing this. We've been building it for about a year behind the scenes. We looked at life coaching as a model, and we found that it was completely broken. We wanted to disrupt that model completely. Because there's all sorts of life coaches that pay $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 to be certified. They don't know how to help people. They don't know how to get paid for what they do, which they should, because they're providing a valuable service. So what we wanted to do is we want to kind of completely disrupt it. So last year in June, we said, hey, we have been working on this for a year. Who's interested? Or if 250 people are interested, we're doing this. And we had 250 coaches come in right away that said, I will 100% get certified in this. We finished building it out, launched it in October. And we're having coaches join every single day now that are going to be part of this mission of truly changing the world. The word they're saying, hey, there's a unbalanced world. We're sick of it. We don't want to raise our kids in this area where there's $1 trillion of student loan debt. People are overweight. Marriages are falling apart. Faith is being removed from everything. So it's a group of people. They call themselves the Ula Army. That's what the coaches call themselves, that are saying, hey, we're sick of that. We're going to go and help people find that there's a better way to live your life. There's this Ula life, this balanced life that you can live. And it's been one of the coolest things for us. And we would love to peel back the 26 layers of stickers and grab that first sticker where it says change the world, the word, and say together, change the world, the word, hashtag Ula, because that's what it's become. It's become a group of people that are dedicated to making a difference in other people's lives. They have a heart for helping people. And we have disrupted that industry. We actually teach them how to get leads, teach them how to get results using this framework. We teach them how they can make a career, make a living doing this. And it's been life coaches that don't know anything about Ula coming into the framework that said, I want to be certified in this, to just people who have said, I have no coaching experience in my life, but I want to help people. How do I be part of this? And they come in, and once they're certified, they get it and they know how to take care of people. So it's been one of the coolest projects we've ever worked on, because now it's actually taking Ula to scale. We're seeing the global impact that Ula can have by inviting other people on this bus with us on this journey. So it's a cool thing. And that, You mentioned going to ulalife.com/step1 to take that wheel. And this is under ulalifecoach.com. And it's a cool program that we love.
That is awesome. I'm super stoked. I'm definitely going to check it out. I think I want to join up.
You know, I mean, the cool thing about it is so many people think they need to have a perfect life to be a coach. And that's one of the things we've disrupted, is that you just need to follow a framework. Coaches always want to be the expert, and we've never been the expert. We've never said we have all the answers, but what we do know is we do know a framework we can guide people through that gets results. That's the difference. That's why it's disrupted. Coaches stand there with a suit next to a car they rented and take a picture and go, I'm cool, and post it on Instagram. And it's just so fake. I mean, but what's not fake is putting someone through a framework that we've tested all over the world after having 3 books published in every Barnes and Noble and Costco and everywhere like that. We've had so much feedback and we've refined this framework to a system that works that anyone can teach, but you just need to have a heart for helping people. And we, like Dave said, we have some people are going to turn this into a mega coaching empire. That's their plan with their certification. I've talked to one dad who has ULA, I think it's on his McLaren in California. And I asked him like, dude, why are you becoming a coach? He said, the only reason I'm becoming certified is I want to teach this to my 4 sons. I want them to understand the framework. I want to have the confidence to teach them this framework that will guide them through life. So the range of coaches and why they're doing it is different. Again, their dream is different than my dream, but learning this framework is invaluable.
That is awesome. Kind of that mentor track, right? So cool. Sheldon, you got another question?
It's the first and foremost is the desire to help others, right? How a desire to help yourself and to help others. So if that's a driving passion, then why not, right?
Yeah, that's what we're up. I mean, that's why in retirement, I get in a bus that has no air, no heat. Last 2 summers ago, we were in Vegas and it was 122 degrees in front of a TV camera. And we're just drenched going, what's this all about? And I'm like, good question. Why are you doing this? I'm like, good question. We believe in people, and we believe, honestly, we believe in a culture that's drifting. The sheeple are drifting to the left, and they're following a shiny object and saying, this is the way you'll be happy. And the people who get there aren't happy. And what we find is fulfillment and happiness comes from you pursuing your purpose and your goals that are unique to you in these 7 key areas. And we just got to get everyone. And that's why this network's so powerful. 11 countries, people are translating this and they're moving. It applies in different cultures. It applies in different languages. It's just the common human condition of us trying to transform ourselves and others and those we love to feel fulfilled. And that we're all on that journey at some level.
Yeah. So the ULA framework, obviously from someone who's just barely learning about this, I'm going to steal Jeff's book or get my own and, start there. But I'm excited about that. I wonder if you could, for our listeners who may not be familiar with it. I mean, we've talked about ULA life and getting started there, but kind of where they can start this journey of figuring out, what's most important to them, where they're struggling most, and then these steps to overcome it. The ULA framework, the ULA life.
Well, I think the
first step is exactly what you did, Sheldon, just goofing around here. Is you went to ulalife.com and went to at the bottom of it, it's ulalife.com/step and the number 1, step 1. That's where you start. And you start out by just doing what is step 1, which is what we call the ULA wheel, which is answering a few questions to see how balanced your life is in this moment. Just an honest assessment between you and you, not what you tell your mom and not what you tell your wife or husband. It's like, no, this is really how I'm feeling about my finances and about my marriage and about these key areas in life. And that will start you on the process. It's just a self-assessment. And the first book is always a great place to start, but just dig around in everything ULA. And this is really about you and your listener reflecting on their own life, using this time, this downtime many of us are in right now, to step back. We've been so busy that we're forced to sit down and confront some things we haven't confronted before. And that's healthy. Change is healthy. Change is good. The people we run into have so much more potential in them than they realize. They just can't see it sometimes. So using this time to say, if you are firm on a goal and you just know it and you feel it in the core of your being, it's something you want to do. You have the ability to do that. You'll figure it out. But many times people don't feel comfortable asking that question because they failed before, or someone told them when they were young that they're not capable or they're not worth it. And all this weird, strange, passive aggressive jabs that have actually took root in you. And it's like, they're not real. They're not real. Your potential is limitless, but you have to see it. And more importantly than just seeing it, you have to formulate a plan to make it happen.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's awesome. Just like the quickest questions left here is Dr. Dave, tell us, so pursuing your goals, inevitably there comes a time where you feel discouraged and like you guys have stuck to it for 7 years and seen a lot of success and growth through ULA and in lots of things that you've done in life. But what advice would you give someone who's in the throes, right? I'm in the middle of this project. I really want it. but I'm just discouraged, as we all get at times.
Yeah, there's going to be two things I'm going to talk about in there. But one of the things, it goes back to that OOLA framework. We've been talking about this whole podcast. But when you go to step three of the framework, it's like step one is, where are you today? Step two, where do you want to go? And step three, how are you going to get there? The how are you going to get there is a really important part. When I had lost everything and start working myself back, people say, how did you get your life back on track in 3 years? Just start moving from where, like nothing. And a lot of it was in step three. And in step three, everybody needs to be doing step three. You need to do all three. But in step three, what we do is we actually look at our goals in step two, that we decide, like, hey, this is what I want from my business. This is what I want from my marriage. This is what I want from my fitness, whatever it is. And what you do before you go to bed in step three, it's the little mini goals, the daily mini goals, the little action steps that you take every day that lead you to your dream. So you look at step two and say, okay, I said I'm going to do this with this podcast. I'm going to build it this level. What are three things, three mini goals I can do tomorrow that'll build this podcast, that'll get this growing? Who can I reach out to? Who can I talk to? What are three things I can do to work on my fitness tomorrow? What are three things I can do to work on my finances tomorrow? And you write them down on a little note card. That's what we do. That's a step three. Very simple process. But when you wake up in the morning and you grab that note card and you say, okay, there's three mini goals that have to happen in the next 24 hours. And if you do that for a year, that's over 1,000 steps towards your rule of life. So a lot of it's just consistent action. People give up and they start to panic when nothing's happening. But a lot of times they got to put those three simple action steps in place every single day that move them in the right direction so they don't get distracted by other things. And the other thing is just patience. Like, stuff does take time. We've worked hard. We went sideways sometimes. But when you take those three action steps every day, 1,000 steps a year, now 7 years, I've done 7,000. Troy's done 7,000 steps. That's a lot of mini goals on the way to the bigger goal. And that's really just stay focused, taking action every single day towards it, but then have patience in it. It also still takes a long time to build that and grow.
That's great. Thank you. I'm going to do it. That's my next step now. The mini goals. I love it. Final question. Sheldon and I are writing a book right now because we decided we wanted to, and I've wanted to for years. And finally, it's like, no, you got to just decide and do it. Right. So
big goals. So the mini goals, the daily mini goals, what we've been working on. Yeah.
Yeah. But for either of you, actually, Dr. Troy, tell me what advice would you give us writing our book?
There's a lot of advice we could give you, because we've done both. This is a whole nother podcast, but we've done both routes. Like, we started, when you start out alone, it's hard to get the attention of a publisher. We didn't get publisher attention until we self-published our first book and we sold 100,000 copies, and all of a sudden publishers go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? I would give you some really solid advice. You're likely going to need to self-publish, so that's cool. And I would take the time to do it right. Like, I would hire an editor and have your grammar corrected. I would hire cover design to make sure you have cool cover design. And I would spend a lot of time. Don't write what you think people will buy. Write what's in your heart. Write what means something to you, and let the marketplace decide if it's valuable or not. I would spend the time getting a proper forward from someone who gains respect. There's something like 40 million books listed on Amazon or something stupid like that. With our first book, our forward was by NFL Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Because if you think of the seven F's of OOLA, he was Super Bowl MVP and married and, strong faith and everything. I would take the time to get a forward, because that will bubble yours to the top of everyone else who just pressed print on Amazon, on Kindle, and they just didn't take the time. So if you're going to write a book, and you're going to take the time to write a book, write a good one. And do the things that separate you from, it's like anything. If you're going to do it well. Tell your story. And I never thought OOLA ever, as retired, would turn into what it's turned into. Who knew? This is going to blow your mind. So the last two books we've written, they've taken us over a year to write. We have a traditional publisher now, the original publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul signed us for a 3-book deal. It's like a traditional writing thing, a good gig. They pay for an international tour. Dave was supposed to be in Vietnam promoting the book right now because, it's translated in different languages. I mean, it's the real deal, not to start in the beginning, but you just have to take the time to really, I never would have guessed. I never would have guessed that we told our story in OOLA would one. And it took us, this is the part that's going to blow your mind. Those books took us over a year. The first book, we had 95% of it written in 3 days. we just sat in our cabin, like lake cabin in the summer. The kids were playing in the day, and at night we said, let's just map out this framework thing called ULA, this thing we do in Vegas. Because, and Dave was so passionate about it. He said, this changed my life. Not once, but twice. He said, when I implemented the principles, I was successful young in all seven areas. I drifted from the principles. I lost everything. I re-engaged the framework and I got my ULA back. We need to share this. So our whole mission was, if this can help, it helped me retire young and stay married and stay healthy. And it helped Dave. So it's like, man, and it helped anyone we talked to about it, it helped them. So we knew we had something that helped people, and we just told our story. And then some people, even editors, would give us suggestions, and publishers who looked at it said, hey, you can't use the word ULA, take out faith, you know, you're not going to sell any books. We didn't care at that point. We wanted, yeah, we wanted our grammar corrected. We wanted good sentence structure. We wanted a flow. But the hard parts of it, the part that we know work, we didn't budge on. So I would take professional criticism, you know, from people who know more than you do, but stay true to your message.
Okay. All right. Super great advice. Dr. Dave, anything to add to that? For us,
I would say very much. Troy gave you amazing advice, and I saw you guys write it down, which is amazing. That's a good first step. But what Troy said is very important. Don't compare yourself and try to be like other people. Just do your thing. You know, don't try to be like any other books, any other principles. If that's the kind of book you're writing, like, just be true to what you want to teach and what you want to say. And then throw it out there. But then the real hustle begins. You got to be promoting them. You got to be building an audience, which you're working on with this podcast. We didn't have a Twitter account. We didn't have a social media following when that thing launched. But we were on Twitter every day once we started a Twitter account. We're on there every day. That was almost like pre-Facebook-ish. Like, Twitter was the real deal. And, you know, 2012, we were on there every day. We were interacting with people, commenting, nice job. We weren't even trying to sell a book. We were just commenting, interacting, helping people. And from that, people were like, who is this guy that's offering me advice? Who is this guy that just gave me a fist bump on Twitter? And then they look at who you are and they find the book. It's a lot of hustle. And, you know, it took us a long time to get that book going. And then once it gets in the right hands and takes off, it just takes off.
I have the best advice for you right now. And I just got a text 5 minutes before this podcast. This is going to, that white paper Dave's talking about, it's pretty much, it talks about publishing and how we were able to get it. It talks about, like, really, it's a, for the first time ever, we did a behind the curtain thing. Like, how did two guys in their sweatpants grow a multi-million-dollar coaching company, and how we got a publishing deal, and how we got this, and how we grew our social media. It's all in that 23-page white paper, and Max sent me a link for it. So go to ulalife.com/white paper, and you're welcome, because it's worth thousands of dollars. ulalife.com/white paper.
The other thing you guys should do is go to our Facebook page, but join our Aspiring ULA Coaches group. We're in there every week. And we're offering great advice. We did a live last night and we broke down the white paper last night on that live. So go watch that video. It's a great video.
Done. We will make awesome. It happen.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you guys so much. I got to tell you, just, this is kind of a self-indulgent moment. I, thinking back to 2013, you guys were, when you came along with Young Living at the time, I was just in the very beginnings of what was my desire to be, you know, ULA, to live my ULA life, right? I had finally figured out that the whole message that everybody had been telling me my whole life was not the direction I wanted to go, right? And so I just, you know, he inspired me, and I, you know, thanks a lot.
No, that's why we do what we do, man. Like, we do it for you ask why we do what we do, because we want you to find your purpose on this planet, and we want you to challenge yourself, because there's so much more available to you. And then take what you learn here and share it with everyone so they can feel the same thing you're feeling. Because if you get in the wrong lane in life, which so many people are, it sucks. And so many people find themselves in the wrong lane at 30, 40, 50, and they don't even know how to course correct. So the good news for you is you are feeling that, which so many people feel, and you actually listened to it. You made a move. You took action. You said, I'm ready. Let's do something. So many people sit in their misery because they're afraid to make a change. So that's actually kudos to you.
Well, it was, just a good moment. It was perfectly timed. No coincidence, right?
Correct.
So thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate your time, and you guys are awesome. I'm excited to see where ULA goes. We're looking forward to the next ULA Palooza. Well, this one sold out. We'll be at the next one.
be at Nashville. Yeah, maybe you'll be there as coaches, the way it sounds. But hey,
we can't wait.
We can't wait to read your book.
Hey, appreciate it. We'll send it to you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, good luck on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
Well, there you go. That was Dr. Dave Braun and Dr. Troy Amdahl of ULA. Such a good interview. Those are nuggets that you normally have to pay quite a bit of money for. So on our podcast, you get them for free.
There you go. That white paper link, if you're, you know, inspiring entrepreneur and kind of peek behind the curtains, that's fresh off the press. So
7 years, $10 million business that they grew from scratch. So zero, right?
Million plus followers
on social. Just a lot of things that happen for these guys. And it goes back to what we talked about a lot, Sheldon, is it's about taking an idea and putting it to action, right?
Yeah.
Like even this framework, right? You can have all the tools in the world, and if you never use them, they're no good to you. It's just, they're sitting there. It's dead weight. I think of a hammer, anything, right? They're just dead weight, and they're not doing any good, and they're not taking you where you want to go.
Well, they highlighted even in their, you know, the few minutes that they were able to join us, just I think some things are so important. Like you have to identify. I don't think a lot of us don't even know what we want, right? It's like you have to figure out what it is that you want, and that changes over time, right? What was important last year is going to be different this year. It's going to be important different next year, and then figuring out, you know, what's keeping you from achieving that, and then like he calls them blockers. You know, we might call it the problem you need to overcome, the obstacle that you need to work on, right? And so I love that idea. It's not so much about everybody's different. Everybody's different challenges, different aspects of life. So you can't just one size fits all. You have to know what you need, what you want, and then the framework of how to practical steps for this particular area. That's why I'm really interested in that. Actually, I'm going to start digging into it because, like I said, there's a few things I feel like I'm doing quite well, right, and happy with where I'm currently at in that particular area, and others where, you know, obviously lacking in a couple of those, the seven plates spinning in the air. You know, it's like about to wobble, about to fall, right?
Well, it reminds me of, I think in each of those areas, you can kind of go back to the old Zig Ziglar example of the chrome handled pump, right? The water pump, where it takes you a while to get it going. Mm-hmm. But then, and it's the same thing with the plates. You use the example. So imagine you have seven water pumps, right? You pump one and you get it going, and then you pump
another.
You have
two hands though, right?
So you're doing two at a time. And then once those get going, though, it only takes like, okay, every couple minutes or like every minute or so, you got to come pump it again to make sure that it keeps flowing. And the same with the plates. Like once you get the plate spinning, right, it's going to spin a while, and then you can spin another plate, spin another plate, spin another plate. And then eventually you got to go back and hit that one again for a couple times, and then hit that one again for a couple times. And it's the same idea. It's all momentum in these areas. And like you just said, hey, you're feeling really comfortable in these areas. You shouldn't say comfortable. Comfortable is a bad word in my world, but, and that's not what you said. I use the word comfortable, but so you're feeling like, hey, these are areas I feel like, hey, I'm making consistent progress, right? Like I'm doing okay. I feel like I've got it. This plate's spinning per se, to use their example, which is a great one. And I feel like the issue becomes when you let it wobble too much, right? Or let it fall down, and you have to start all over. And that's, I think Dr. Dave's example of having the plate spinning well and then having them all crash down and then starting over is a great one, because it allows you to realize that you can do well, mess it up, and then start again using the framework and get back, right? I mean, to use a religious example of repentance, it's the same idea. Is there's no perfect way to do it, but we're all going to make errors along the way.
Yeah. Failure isn't final.
Yep. Failure isn't final. Is that a book? Because if it's not, we should write it. That's another one.
That's the next one. well, and this idea of it's a continual process. Financially, he was doing great, but then after some conversations with his good friend and his wife, he realized that, well, I'm kind of lacking in my, you know, this particular area with family or even in career, even though, you know, financially he was doing
great.
Financially
he was in a good spot, but his purpose and fulfillment.
His purpose, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they're all connected. You can't be in terrible health and still be doing great everywhere else. And same with, you know, your relationships with your spouse and your children. You can't neglect those and not affect everything else, right? So it's it is a balancing act. It is kind of wherever you're at, do your best and then move on to the next, right?
Well, we learned a lot. I feel like those guys are just, you know, experts in what they do, and have learned to share that story so well in a way that it just rings true no matter what. And to anybody who's listening to this, I hope you took some good nuggets today. They even gave us some info that's not on their usual docket, which is how, you know, suggestions on what you should do to write your book. So if you're interested in writing a book, those are great examples. And go get that white paper. We'll also put the link in our notes. That's right. And go, today is the day, though, to take action and just go fill out the seven F's. How long did it take you, Sheldon?
Oh, it's quick. It's like 5 minutes. That's if you take a long time to think about it. If you you're not an analysis by paralysis type of person, it'll be like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So just be honest with yourself. Go take the self-assessment. Take you 2 to 5 minutes, maybe longer if you really want to be pensive about the thought, about the answers. But I'm just super glad that we had these guys on. I hope it was great for everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Put another idea to work.
Yeah, go put some ideas to work. It's time. We're going to do the same. We're going to be ULA coaches.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Sounds good.
Yeah.